Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, Kramer and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
Hello, friends. Welcome to your Wednesday show.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
We are 15 days away till Christmas. It is 15 degrees warmer than it was this time yesterday. So there's two things to look forward to.
15 days till Christmas. Sounds like Polar Express. Do you guys remember when I did the countdown for Santa?
I'll be honest with you. I've never seen the Polar Express. I know. I read the book as a kid, but I don't think I've ever seen the movie. That's Tom Hanks, right?
Why?
I know. I think I missed it.
Wouldn't you watch that?
I was too old.
No, but that's not, I mean, it's like.
It's like my sister's it's age. It's like your age.
It is. No, but it's like. Yeah, it's for kids, but it's really not. The way that it's done, if anything, I feel like if there was any Christmas movie or holiday movie that's animated that an adult would be fine watching is Polar Express.
We should probably do, like, I've never seen blank Christmas movie because I feel like there's some, like, you should probably see every Christmas movie. There's no excuse to, like, not see a Christmas movie. There's every age is, like, appropriate for every Christmas movie.
But each family, I think Charlotte, you brought this up, I don't know when you brought this up, but it was like a holiday, whether if it was, I don't know if you said a holiday song or a holiday movie that your family grew up with or something like that, and how that can kind of like be telling, because I also think it's like the time period as well.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So it's like with your point that you're making.
Yeah, it's like there's just some that I'm sure that
you
never
just
seen.
Haven't
like,
seen. Or if it wasn't important to your parents and if they didn't grow up watching it, maybe they didn't show it to you either.
So true.
Like, is there someone that's never seen The Grinch before?
With Jim Carrey?
Like either one.
Now
like
The Grinch with Jim Carrey, that's mine. Like, that's my favorite for, like, ever, all-time, ultimate
but
Christmas
movie. But I'm sure
there's
someone that's probably never seen, like, any version of any Grinch movie ever. All right, Would You Rather Wednesday. This is where we give you two situations. They're both unfortunate. You have to choose, would you rather this or would you rather that? We are into the holiday season, as we did your official countdown a second ago. Would you rather every parking situation year round be just like mall shopping, you know, like this time of year, like holiday mall shopping? I came up with this because I just went to a Rundle Mills over the weekend. It was just god awful. It's like it takes forever to find a spot. Okay, so it's either that or the only Christmas song that ever was invented. Wait, was Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer?
Wait, what?
The only Christmas song that, like, you get to listen to.
Okay.
Is Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer. So, like, it's the only one. Every commercial.
Yeah.
Everyone that's on the radio. Like, everyone sings that as the Christmas carol. Mm-hmm. There's only, it's almost like Happy Birthday, but for Christmas. So like, yeah, that's the one song. So you like it just scratch every other Christmas
also,
song.
Like, why was that even created? I just think it's so interesting.
I'm not sure.
That's the theme, you know?
I'm not sure.
So, like, so annoying.
The fact
so,
they were in the writer's room and they were like, you know who should get hit by a reindeer?
Grandma.
We should kill her and Santa should do it.
That's relatable for sure.
Yeah, someone's going to love this one.
There was like a weird animated movie of it too.
They went hard on it. I don't know why, it's still a thing. So which one would you rather? Every time that you go shopping, literally every parking lot ever is done just like holiday shopping.
Yeah.
Like it's such a pain in the ass. Or the only Christmas song that you get is Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. Jess?
I would do the crazy parking lot because there's no way you're taking away a Brian McKnight and Boyz II Men Let It Snow from me ever. I will hold
every
on to them
time,
with
though,
my claws every time.
I'm not talking about
also,
just December.
No, I would do every time. And I would do every time because sometimes when I'm in stressed out situations, especially when I'm driving, I will play music so I'll feel like I'm in a movie and it's my soundtrack. So, for example, like if I'm in a parking lot and it's really stressful, I'll play like that. You know?
Fun?
I mean, yeah, because it makes you feel like you're in like a 90s cheesy Christmas film or something. Mm. And I would just do that, you know?
No,
so
I would
get through it.
I'll be honest with you, I don't know, but I'll take your word for it.
It makes it more exciting.
It sounds like it's bad for your nervous system. Would you rather every time that you go shopping in any parking lot, basically, it's just like holiday mall shopping, or the only holiday song that you get is Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer?
I would have to go with Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer because
over and over.
I cannot stand like a stressful, like I just can't deal. I was telling you guys how I only go grocery shopping at night.
I know.
Yeah.
I just cannot.
Can't do it.
I would take Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, but this was a good question. This was particularly evil.
Thank you, Charlotte. I appreciate that. And I'd have to do the same thing. Like, I couldn't do it. I hate that feeling so much of, like, having to go back and forth. It literally killed me. Rundle Mills literally took years
off
my life.
You're willing to give up.
Yeah.
And sing Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, never again to touch your soul.
Why do you do that?
I'm just saying, think about it. You guys have to think about this.
No, I know.
You know, you have to bring that up. So you're willing to give up
NSYNC.
You want to give up Wham! Last Christmas.
You
want to give up Mariah Carey.
You want me to cry?
You don't respect Bing Crosby enough to handle some traffic? Put some respect on that man's name.
You gave me this lightly
today? Are you crazy?
Are you trying to disrespect me right now?
Absolutely not. Elvis Presley? Blue Christmas? Say bye-bye. Think about it. You guys are like, really? That's wild for y'all.
How dare you?
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore Top 3 with Jess. Number three.
The Orioles are spreading holiday cheer with 12 days of deals at their team store featuring different categories each day, including headwear, apparel, novelty items, and so much more. So basically, fans who missed Black Friday deals will have another chance to save up to 40% off jerseys and a lot of other items. So the store is offering special promotions on Fridays and on December 23rd. And their team store is open Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Camden Yards.
Number two.
A snack not seen since the 80s gets a comeback thanks to Stranger Things. Nature Valley is bringing back peanut butter boppers in a limited edition collab to coincide with Stranger Things, the final season. The fudge chip version arrives in an upside down survival kit with a t-shirt and a recipe card, and it's only sold online for $19.87. Stranger Things Season 5 finale episode, is having a special limited edition theatrical run in select cinemas across the U.S. and Canada. Baltimore is one of those selected cities, and that's going to start on New Year's Eve, December 31st.
Wait, I'm sorry, I blacked out when you said what the snack was.
Peanut butter boppers. Dude, do you know what that is?
I just looked these up, and these look incredible.
So these are insane. So I didn't know what they are. So they are an oversized bar. It's like sweet, salty vibes. And they're loaded with soft peanut butter and crunchy chocolate studded coating.
Why would they just continue this?
I don't know.
Isn't that funny though? How things make such a comeback now because of just things like this, and now they'll be huge again. Whoever made these things before, I guess, is Nature Valley. I just looked this up.
Do you remember having those as a kid, Kramer?
Jessica, no, I'm not that old. You said these were 80s. Like, no,
yeah.
I'm not. No, I don't remember that.
Okay. Well, I mean, you were alive in the 80s.
I mean, I was, but I was like a baby. I was a baby in the 80s.
I was just asking. I don't know.
Jess thinks that I'm like, I literally was around like when the dinosaurs was around. No, but I don't remember having
those. I didn't know like when these came out. So no, I'm not sure.
I don't remember those, but they look delicious. But I just think it's funny. Stranger Things has really like revitalized. Like, so this was the same show that brought back the Running Up the Hill song, was it not?
Yes, you guys. So I have actually never watched Stranger Things just because I was so afraid. Yeah. And like the only time I watched it was season 4. And I think it was because I was with Garage Boy and he watched it with me. I have started watching Stranger Things from season 1 because I really want to see the final episode in season 5 in the movie theaters. And I have to say...
Wait, you're watching the whole thing just so you can go see it in the theaters?
Yeah, because like even though I never watched the show in real time, like... I think we all collectively can say we've seen the kids grow up, whether you have whether you watch the season or not.
Pop culture.
And I think I've been seeing so many interviews and like all of them reminiscing and how close they are that I really want to see that connection and that relationship with Stranger Things.
Is it too scary for you though? You're so
scared. I am actually. I'm not lying. I am so afraid. But the show is so good that I can't stop watching, but I can only watch until a certain time. But it is very scary, but it's so good.
Number 1.
Pamela Anderson confirmed in an interview with People she and Liam Neeson did in fact have a brief romance after filming The Naked Gun, sharing that they spent intimate week together in his upstate New York home. She recalls sweet moments from gardening in his yard to going out to dinner at a nice French restaurant. So they were romantically involved for a short time, but only after they finished filming. Take a listen.
Well, I always was laughing when people thought, oh, that's a publicity stunt. I'm like, a publicity stunt? This is real. We have real feelings. Yeah, it's just been incredible experience to have that kind of friendship. And who knows?
But they eventually went their separate ways just for work and they were doing different projects. Yeah. But it was the real deal.
I think that's really cute. I mean...
It was really cute. Did you see that movie?
No, I didn't see it.
It is actually really funny and really sweet. Yeah, them and The Naked Gun was nice.
I just think it's... That was such a big pop culture story for it to actually be true. Because I kind of blew it off as like a publicity stunt. And I think for it to be true... And all the crazy news we have going on right now, like, I don't know, just warms my heart.
You know? I hope they reconnect, like, at a certain point. Yeah. I thought that was really sweet. Sure. This is Jess, and that's your top 3 on Mix 106.5. Good morning.
What is the most annoying Christmas song in your mind? I've got the answer of what most people say that it is, and I don't think you're going to be happy about it, because I think this is a really beloved song for most of us. And so when I saw this, I was like, really? This is your most hated song? We'll go through the answers here in just a couple seconds. Jess, your most annoying Christmas song. And by the way, we prepped this show. It takes a lot of effort. We have to answer a lot of questions as we're prepping a lot of things. I've never seen Jess struggle so hard to answer a question for anything we've done all year than answering this question. Why was this so hard for you?
Because I do enjoy Christmas music. And truly.
There has to be one that's annoying.
But I could just put on a playlist and I'll vibe it out. Like, I feel like every single one has a vibe. Like, every single one kind of has like a time and place. Like, even like, I'm not like bumping Silent Night, like when I'm out with my windows down, but I might enjoy like a Silent Night, like maybe at like a 7 p.m. when I'm having some hot chocolate in my home.
By
like
candlelight.
Do you get what I'm saying? So I feel like they all have different vibes and different purposes. But I will say, probably the most annoying, just because I truly can't get behind it and don't understand it, is Grandma Got Hit. Or no, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
You keep saying hit.
Because she is hit. And that's my, you know why I keep saying hit?
More violent,
because
though.
It's violent.
Yeah.
And the fact that this even exists, why?
I don't know.
Why is Grandma being hurt? And especially during the holiday season when I feel like Grandma and Grandpa truly are kind of like the most pleasant sometimes.
Yeah, right. Well,
and they can, I
depends
will,
on your family, but.
Like growing up, like I feel like Grandma and Grandpa are typically the ones who give, for me, Nana and Tata or Apu and Papa, typically would just give me what I wanted when my parents would not. So why is she getting hit?
I don't know.
Why is she getting run over? And also, by why the reindeer? Like Rudolph, don't make him do that. It's almost like you were making the reindeer do something that they didn't want to do. I feel like that they were conned into doing something hurt her.
The way they sing it is so like condescending, like just like.
Grandma got run over by
and you know why?
Like that it's bad. Stupid grandma.
It's like,
what frustrates me too is just because you sound pleasant doesn't mean you get to sing nasty words.
Yeah. Right.
So they're like, Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Like, and they're smiling, but I'm actually crying.
Yeah. It's bad. Charlotte, what's yours?
Mine? Okay, so mine is annoying, but I enjoy it. Me and my mother heard this song once on the radio and then literally never again. So we had to go seek it out. It is Jingle Bells Question Mark by Barbara Streisand.
Oh. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
And then it gets crazier, guys. Guys, you're not ready.
I've never heard this before.
You're not ready. You're not ready. It's coming.
Hang on. Hold up.
Crashing through the fields of white on this happy Christmas night. Oh, off we go.
No, this is so chaotic.
Why is she so fast?
I don't know.
It's so chaotic, but I kind of love it, but it's so stressful.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Barbara!
No.
Yeah.
I hate
she
this.
She went crazy.
Yeah, Barbara, you really, I mean, I would never speak poorly of Barbara Streisand at any other point, but this is.
Me and my mom literally thought we, like, imagined this.
No, you're like, is this for real?
Was this real?
And, like, what compelled her to be like, you know what? I would like to make this the quickest, fastest Jingle Bell question mark of all time.
Ever. Yes. It's almost like she wanted to leave the studio. She got paid a lot of money, and she was like, get me out of here as fast as
that's
possible.
That's true. That's true.
Y'all going to kill me for this? I can't do Crabs for Christmas. I can't do it. I know. I'm sorry. I can't do it.
Don't talk crap about my friend.
You're gonna get us canceled in Baltimore.
I can't do it.
No.
I can't do it.
He's literally my friend.
I can't do it.
You're
like
mean.
It's
he literally when I met him I felt like I was meeting Santa Claus. Like he's like the sweetest man I've ever met. And I got to see he sang this live.
He's your friend?
He's my friend.
What's his name?
How dare you? No.
What's his name,
to
Jess?
To me in my heart, he's Santa. I'm sorry.
What's his name? Is he your friend, Jess?
No.
Jess uses the term friend so loosely, by
but
the way.
All
if
I
Jess is your
say,
friend, don't take it.
But all I want to say is that he's so pleasant.
What's his name,
and
Jess?
So sweet. And I
I'm
got
not even
to
tell
see
you
him
what his
sing
name
this
is,
live.
You don't deserve it.
I don't, but I just don't think that this is a bad song.
And we get Maryland representation.
And
like,
the whole room
I'm
lit
sorry.
Up. Everyone was like swaying, singing
it's
this together.
It almost seems like it's mocking the city more than anything. It just
it
seems like a mockery of it.
He loves it.
All right, this is what people say the top three most annoying Christmas songs. Here we go. The number three is Feliz Navidad, which I don't.
Haters.
It's haters. It's
fun.
This song is incredible.
It's a great song. I don't agree with it. I honestly don't really agree with this list much. Well, number two actually is pretty annoying. The Chipmunk song is number two.
I still enjoy it.
Do you?
I do.
I could skip over this one easily.
If it comes on, it just, I don't know why. It makes me feel like I'm in the snow.
The number one, according to your neighbors, the most annoying Christmas song of all time. Mariah Carey. All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Really?
Yeah. Was voted the number one most annoying Christmas song.
I feel like the people who voted for this clearly don't like Christmas music.
I feel like it's just so polarizing. You either love it or
that's
you're
true.
So sick of hearing it.
It's just the overexposure
it's
element.
It's just
I mean,
how
it's
it
everywhere.
Is, you know?
Kramer and Jess. $1,000.
We go Wednesday round of $1,000 minutes, 7 trivia questions, 60 seconds, and let's see how we do today with caller 10. Good morning. Who's this? Hi.
Hi, yeah, it's Karen and Rocco. We're on our way to school.
All
hi,
right.
Karen
well, hi,
and Rocco.
Guys.
How
What's
are you this
on?
Morning?
We're good.
Have you guys played before?
No, we play every morning in the car, but we've never actually gotten to play.
Oh, well, welcome
first
to the
timers,
show.
Let's go. Let's go.
Thank you.
Welcome, you guys. Well, welcome, welcome. Well, come on in. Don't be nervous. Settle in for a second. We're going to welcome you guys for your very first round. Everyone's got to have a first, and we always clap for first timers because it's a little intimidating. You guys finally got through. Rocco, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Rocco, how old are you, Rocco?
14.
All right. There's Rocco in the back. I like Rocco. I like that name, too. All right, Jess, first-timers, we got to explain how we're going to do this, and then we're going to go for that $1,000 in free dashing gas. How do we do it?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free dashing gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now, remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we can go back to them only if there's time at the end. Karen and Rocco, you ready to play?
Yeah.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. What was Russell Wilson's first NFL team?
Seattle Seahawks.
Correct. Question number two. What is the name of the popular musical featuring the songs Defying Gravity and Popular?
Oh, that is...
Or you can pass.
From The Wiz. The Pass. Oh,
I don't know, because she said...
Wicked.
Said, no, but you...
You said The Wiz.
You said The Wiz.
You said The Wiz.
I know. I'm so sorry.
Unfortunately, I
hate the rules.
I do hate the rules, unfortunately.
And because we're on record, I hate it.
I know. No. We'll get so much.
It's okay.
We'll get in trouble if we let that slide. Boss,
but that's not right. Yeah.
I get it. Okay, because you were like, not The Wiz, like Michael Jackson, the Wiz, but The Wizard of Oz. And there is the connection to Wicked. I understand why you got confused.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
All 11 of our listeners will be really mad if we let that slide, unfortunately.
Yeah, we'll get a lot of angry emails.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, okay. It's okay. Well, we can just play for fun. That was honestly, that's a totally understandable mistake. We can just play for fun.
Let's keep playing. Let's just see how we would have done. It's first timers, man. Let's clap no matter what, man. First timers. We love these guys.
Yay!
Okay. Let's keep going to see how we would have done, okay?
Okay, number three. Yep. What is the capital city of Vermont?
Any ideas?
No, Montpelier.
There you go. Yes. Yeah, exactly.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Number four, which artist is known for the hit song Bad Guy?
Bad guy.
Rocco got it. Billie Eilish.
Yeah, very nice.
Number five, shout out to Rocco. Shout out to Rocco. Number five, what is 81
minus
36?
81
minus
36.
45.
Yeah, 45. Yep. Number six, today is Wednesday. What day would it be 9 days from now?
Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then number seven, last question here. Which fruit shares its name with a bird? That's kiwi. Which kiwi. I had no idea.
Oh, I didn't know there was a bird.
Me either.
It's New Zealand.
Do we know what was the fruit named after the bird?
I could not tell you. Oh. Let's not get technical with it, Jessica. Okay. Just answer the question.
I had no idea. That's cool.
So not bad, guys. Yeah. Honestly, a little bit of a technicality on two, but other than that, like, you actually did really dang well today. So here's what we do know. You guys know you can do really well this game. You know you can get through. Now if we can just get through again, then I feel like you'll do really well this game. So tomorrow we're gonna come back.
We'll call tomorrow.
Exactly. Just keep on calling back, and we'll come back tomorrow. We got 7 new trivia questions worth $1,000 in free Dash and gas, and we'll see you then. Okay,
thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too, and head to Dashin and treat your taste buds to their brand new mouth-watering parfait. We're talking creamy, low-fat Yoplait yogurt, mixed berries, and crunchy granola. It's healthy, wholesome, and made fresh every at Dashin.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Please tell me I'm not the only person that's lying about their age right now. There's got to be a situation that you're in. I don't even know what that situation could be, but if that is you and you're lying about your age for one reason or another, will you please call us or text us? Because I swear to you, if y'all leave me out to dry in this situation, I'm going to be pissed.
I hope they do.
Don't get your people involved in this.
No one call. Yeah. No one. He needs to know that what he's doing is wrong. Who are you lying to? I think that's what's going to make it
bad.
Yeah, let's give us the context.
Why are you lying? Why are you lying? Who are you lying to? And what age did you tell them?
It's bad. Okay, I'll admit this one's really bad. But I don't even know how to get out of it at this point because I don't even know if I could salvage this relationship if I try.
No,
it's over. This one's so petty and stupid that like I don't even know how. Even if I tried to get out of it now, mm-hmm. I don't even know how I could.
Yeah.
Okay,
you got Botox and now you're out here acting crazy.
I got to keep up with his face
it's
now.
Like
it's
like going
a problem.
To your brain, isn't it?
There is. Is a attractive young woman that has joined my gym.
Okay, so this is really
bad. So this is actually
bad. This is actually gross.
So she is 27 years old.
Ew. Okay. What did you tell
That's
her?
That's gross. That's literally younger than me for context.
Ask me how I know she's 27 years old.
Because you stole her wallet and you looked at her ID.
No, weirder.
Ew.
Ask me how I know she's 27 years old, please.
You asked the gym for her personal information.
Not that weird. Not that
weird. I hope they didn't because that's illegal. Hmm.
So I've like gotten to like know her a little bit, right? We just sparked up a little conversation, right? I know that she's 27 because when we are on the treadmill next to each other, she has typed in that she is 27 on the treadmill. You've typed in your age, you know, so she typed in 27. So I know that she is 27
years
old.
And you were specifically trying to find out how old this girl was.
Well, no, I just noticed that she typed.
So what, you can babysit her?
She typed in that she was 27. Now, here's the problem, guys. I am 42 years old. I don't look 42 though. I want to add that in case you're new to the show. I'm very youthful looking. The Botox helps, but like I'm a very youthful
42
looking.
42 isn't old. I feel like that's the
no,
issue
but
that
like
you
there's a weird age gap there.
No, I'm not in talking in relation to you lying to this young woman. I'm just speaking to you in general. I feel like in your mind you think that like you're old, which is why you feel the need to lie to people.
But I did feel
I'm not supporting what you're doing here with this female.
I felt insecure about the because there's a good conversation going, there's a little spark going on here, but I felt insecure about the age gap then. I'm like, I don't want to kill the 15 year age gap. I don't want to kill it with the age gap here. So for the last like 3 weeks, every time that we're on the treadmill next to each other, I type in that my age is actually 34. So
ew.
Now I don't know how to get out of that because I didn't want her to see that I was typing in 42. So every time I get on the tread, I type in now that I'm 34 because I can't type in that I'm 42. So now every time I'm on the tread, I'm actually not a 42-year-old. I'm a 34-year-old.
You're gross.
But how do I get out of it now? There's no way. There's no actual way I can get out of that.
You leave that child alone.
Yeah. You stop trying to get the tread next to her tread.
Yeah.
You weirdo.
Freak.
Stop looking at her information, too. You weirdo.
Yeah, and she probably hasn't even noticed because she's not a freak looking at other people's treadmills.
Oh, I'm sure you would notice that. Y'all, there's definitely chemistry there. There's like a little bit of a, like a...
Is there?
There is.
Or is she respecting her elders?
Okay, relax. Relax, Dutra, relax.
Okay, no, question, you don't get though. To tell me relax when you're literally trying to lie to this young girl.
If you found out that the guy that you were talking to...
You're not talking to her. Don't act like you're dating.
You guys aren't talking. She's being nice to the person that she's running next to.
Could he come back from that if he told you the truth?
No.
Could he come back from that?
I'd feel a little uncomfortable because I'd be like...
It feels predatory.
So I automatically would also think that like you're just a liar. Truly, and I'm being completely honest. Like, I think it'd be one thing if you were like, hi, not even hi. I mean, just like, you're working out. That's what's crazy, too, is like, the lie is so deep.
I can't get out of it
that
now,
you're not only lying to a human, but you're lying to a machine. Like, that's how deep this is and how psychotic you are. So I'm sorry, but there's no going back from that.
Okay, somebody help me out. What are you lying right now about your age about? Like, what's happening in your life? There's got to be a situation. I can't be the only one. If y'all leave me out here high to dry, I swear to God, we'll shut the show down. You're such liars. You're liars. And I'm not putting on a show for liars today.
It takes one to know one, doesn't it?
Shut up, Dutra. I'm not. That's it. Consider the show done for today. I'm not playing another song because I swore to you, and I'm not going back on this. If y'all are going to make me look dumb...
Because
like,
you are being dumb. Don't get mad at the people.
No, I'm not.
Don't get mad at Baltimore for clocking you.
No, because no, this is a safe place.
Not for the 27-year-old, it's not. Did I stutter? It's not.
You're funny today. I'll give you credit. You're being funny today. I'm pissed, though, because here's the thing. I came on here, shared something very vulnerable, all right?
That's not vulnerability.
It's
that's
vulnerability.
Creepy.
That's vulnerable. Okay. Mm-mm. And I knew it was vulnerable, but I'm like, hey, somebody's going to have my back. All right. And that's the only reason I shared it.
No, you were sharing it because you were hoping that all of us were going to be like, it's okay that you're lying to someone 15 years younger than you.
No, I just said it's going to be a vulnerable, fun topic and y'all are going to call in and we're going to feel fine. But then nobody called. And now I'm pissed. I opened up about my insecurities and now.
He's fake crying, everybody.
No, I'm not.
No real tears. Crocodile tears.
And now you want to use my insecurities against me now?
Here we go. What else are you going to say?
Hey, that's her bed.
You don't feel seen? You don't feel heard? What else?
I just feel like it's a little messed up.
You identify as a 34-year-old. Is that what you're going to say next? What else?
All I wanted was...
What?
Someone to finally understand me.
To be accepted of the age of your heart, but not the age of your body.
Your collagen.
What else?
If this call is not what I think it is, we're shutting the show down. Hey, Mix, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you lying about your age?
I am not, but I'm calling to tell you that you don't need to because 27-year-old girls would totally go out with a 42-year-old guy.
Hey.
With the information.
My boyfriend is 10 years younger than I am, and I know other people that are dating 13, 15 years younger than they are.
But did your boyfriend lie to you?
Did you lie about it,
Oh,
though?
No. Now that you lied, you can't date her, but you can go get another 27-year-old.
Okay, but first of all, don't say go get one. Like, these can be acquired like Infinity Stones, yeah. Right? These are human beings that we're talking about.
Do you...
I'm just saying, I'm just saying they're out there, and you don't have to lie.
Do you think there's a chance of me coming back on this one, though? If I were to go to her and be, hey, I got to be honest with you. I'm not really 34. I'm 42. I just wanted to impress you with this youthful appearance that I have.
I would say you have a 70 chance, no, 30 maybe, if she's like, oh, that was... I don't know why she would think it was cute.
But you're saying there's a chance, is what I'm hearing.
I mean, it's a possibility. Since you already went through with the lie, you might as well try it. Go for the gusto.
Go for the gusto. Maybe that's the moral of the story, is go for the gusto. Mm-mm. I still don't believe you guys. Who's on, Jess? Who's this?
This is Felicia on 2 in Columbia.
Hi, Felicia. What's going on?
Hi, good morning. I was just calling because I have never lied about my age, but I have been lied to from somebody about their age.
In case you're just joining the show, I was saying that I don't know if I'm lying per se, but like I have
34.
Well,
that's a lie.
I haven't told her that I'm 34. The story goes like this. I'm at the gym right now. There's a woman that I'm trying to impress. And so instead of typing in 42, my actual age, into the treadmill, I'm typing in 34. I haven't told her that I'm actually 34. I'm just portraying that. But yes, what happened with you though?
Okay. I want to ask you a question, though. Did she see you type in 34 in the treadmill?
I would assume, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think you have a chance to get her back. I think if you just say, like, look, I was just trying to get you. I'm really this age, you know, and I'm really hoping you're okay with it and apologize. I really think that would go a long way. But if it was me, I'm about to tell you why, I wouldn't do it. my child's father, they're all 10 years apart. It is what it is, right? I knew about that from the jump.
It is what it is.
This one guy, he knew that, and he said that he was 10 years older. I'm like, all right, no shame in my game. I'm already dating 10 years older.
Sure.
Turned around, I K-searched him, and he was 15 years older. And even though it was those 5 extra years, he was like 3 years younger than my father. My father had me young. It was just like, no, absolutely not. You had a chance to come clean. Mm-hmm. You could have told me the truth. We talked for 2 months before I found that out.
So you're saying...
I wouldn't change.
But Felicia, so you told him... But I'm like a little confused, though, because you're saying that Kramer might have a chance, but then you're saying for yourself that you wouldn't do it because essentially, like, it's still a lie. So if you're... Put yourself in this girl's shoes. Because how long have you been doing this for, by the way,
like
Kramer?
Like 3 weeks.
Okay, so for a month. So for a month, you've been typing in this age because you obviously... All of you guys can see each other's information because you've clearly been, like, peeping on hers.
When we're next to each other, yeah.
Yeah, so you think if this essentially... After like a month of doing this, you think he can come back from this?
I do if you tell her the truth. If she finds out, no. That's the difference. Mm-hmm. I found out because somebody lied. If they would have told me the truth, I would have been very open to his age.
Okay. Yeah, because
I do think that you have a chance if you tell the truth.
If I walk in the gym today and say, I have a confession.
Because, dude, like the age gap. Like, it's not a big deal as long as both parties are aware of the age gap. Where you went wrong, and I think it's creepy, is that you're not giving her all the information. And the fact that you've been doing it for a month straight is whack. So I think you just got to be honest and, like, see what happens. But it's honestly really weird.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, serious question right now. What do you think is the most stressful life decision you've ever had to make? All right, so like think through however old you are, all the life decisions you've had to make in your life. That's a hard question to answer, right? Mm-hmm. There's a list out this morning, and I'll go over them in a couple seconds. But like, I'm just curious, if we go around the studio of everything you've had to kind of make a decision on, what do you think has been your most stressful decision you've had to make as an adult, Jess?
Mm-hmm. I think the most stressful and scary and terrifying decision I've had to make, one of them, is deciding to leave an unhealthy relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's tough.
It's scary. There's like a lot of fear. There's a lot of self-doubt. And I think it's stressful because you can't imagine, when you're so deep in like an unsafe, unhealthy situation like that, so a lot of the times I think an environment is created to where you are isolated and you can't do anything for yourself.
Right. Mm.
And so at a certain point I felt like, well, if I leave, not only like where am I going to go, but where am I going to live? How is this going to work out? Will someone ever love me? Like all of these things, because I felt like I was made to believe that.
Well, it's like all your human needs feel connected to that relationship.
Even though, and I think that's the thing though too, but like even like yes, but then also at the same time, you know deep down how unhappy you are.
Sure.
You know deep down how you're being mistreated, and yet it's still so hard to leave and walk away. And I was in that situation, honestly, like for almost like 8 or 9 years, that it was so bad.
What would you say now that you made that decision? Because there's probably somebody right now listening saying, hey, I'm also in that same predicament.
And that you're scared to leave. Yeah. I would tell you to walk out the door right now.
Yeah.
I would literally tell you to get into your car and drive away, because you are going to be okay. And I feel like it's been such an honor sharing my relationship, my engagement, and my marriage to Garage Boy. And it was like when I finally left the thing that kept me so tied up, my life just opened up.
Yeah.
And so many things after that happened. And if I would have stayed, and if I would have believed all the words that he was telling me, and if I would have believed even in my own head that I wasn't good enough, I would have never, ever found Garage Boy. It's like he was waiting for me on the other side.
For
and once I got my
decision.
Strength... And once I found my self-worth and I walked away, I felt like my life started again.
Yeah,
so I would tell you to leave.
I think that's what's important about this as we do this segment too. So we're talking about like the most stressful life decision you've had to make. And like, I think I guess kind of how it turned out too. Charlotte, you so far?
When I was in college, I had to decide whether or not I essentially wanted to be a whistleblower about some really heavy information that pretty much only I knew the extent of all of it.
Tough.
And there's still things that I question if I did it correctly. And I had to, you know, sacrifice my own personal peace, but did end up choosing to go public with the information I knew. And it helped keep a lot of people safe. But it was absolutely terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Are you glad? Because again, there's probably somebody sitting on some information right now, mm-hmm. listening. They're not sure if they should say something or not. Mm-hmm. What would you say about making that decision?
I would say that you absolutely should speak up.
Yeah.
I was not able to feel at peace or move on till I knew that I wasn't the only one who knew what I knew anymore. And I got so many messages after I went public about people who were like, we were being harmed and you gave us the courage to leave this situation.
Mm.
So kind of similar to what you're talking about in a way, Jess. I mean, not, but I feel what.
But it's almost like it would eat you. Would it not eat you alive if you didn't say something?
Yeah. That's and it was eating me alive. I was like unwell.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't sleep. Yeah. I couldn't eat. So,
especially when it comes down to your own safety and the safety of others too.
Right. Yeah. I think the hardest life decision I've had to make so far, and I've had to make a bunch. I mean, career is always a big one. Should I take this job? Should I not? You know, I've made a lot of career choices and changes. Those are always stressful. Was to euthanize Kiki or not, my dog.
Yeah.
That was, even as I say it, that was, it's going to bring up some feelings because, and I know that a lot of us go through that, right? Mm-hmm. My dog Kiki was 14 and a half. She'd had heart failure for 4 years and she was not well.
I mean, and you fought for a
long time. And I put it off and I put it off and I put it off.
A lot of the medication, a lot of doctor's visits for a long time.
I chose not to do it. And in hindsight, I wish I did not do it that way. Right. I kind of wish that I would have ended it a little bit earlier.
For her sake.
Yeah. I wish my decision would have gone the other way. It's funny because you guys are so happy with the decisions you made. I wish I would have done it the opposite way. Mm. Only because I know now, I know now what I know. But we only know, the thing about life decisions is that you don't know until you make them, right?
Do you think you were holding on to her as long as you could because you didn't want to lose her?
I think the vets were still giving me hope and I was amplifying that hope with my own desire. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
If a vet gave me an inch, I would take a mile.
Right.
I think it's because I love my dog so much.
Mm-hmm.
But in hindsight, I think I would have made the opposite decision. You know, here's what people say that the top three hardest life decisions are when it comes to just them being stressful. Number three, whether to invest money. That's a tough one, man. Letting go of money is always kind of hard. Number two, whether to quit a job. That's always a hard one, man. Like, are you willing to leave a job? If it's especially like, you know, what's going to be the next one? The number one also comes down to job, whether to accept a job or not. Like, is it worth it or is it not to you? What about you? What's been the most stressful and how did it turn out?
Why did we all decide that The Nightmare Before Christmas is a holiday classic?
Did we decide that?
Yeah.
I thought it was a Halloween movie, is it not? Is it Christmas? I guess it is Christmas, huh?
It's Christmas. Yeah. It's both. I feel like people like literally...
You can interchange it.
Exactly. Yeah. I literally just watched The Nightmare Before Christmas for the very first time, like, very recently.
Like, you haven't seen it?
I've never seen it before in my life because when I was a child, it looked terrifying.
Too scary for you.
So I was like, why would I want... to watch this. Mm-hmm. Why? He looks scary. Jack Skellington. Hello, Skellington. I don't know. I'm trying to have like my hot chocolate here. It is not working for me. So I never watched it. And then when Garage Boy's family was in town, I said this to them and they're like, this is crazy. This is like one of our favorite holiday movies. We need to watch this together. And I was like, you know what? Fine. I'm an adult. I can handle it. Let me see what the hype is about because people are obsessed with this film. So much so that it takes over Disneyland for a certain time. You know what I mean? So I'm watching this and I'm sitting there and I'm like, what do you mean The Nightmare Before Christmas is a holiday movie? Like, Santa is getting tortured.
Whoa, what?
Yeah.
Have you not seen it before?
No.
Oh, it's like right up your alley.
That kind of sounds like vibes.
Yeah.
But why? Like, Santa is literally getting tortured, okay? Yeah. Jack Skellington is depressed. The entire town is ignoring the signs. So much so that this man literally decides to like steal the holiday of Christmas and take Santa out. He literally like tells the little creepy kids to like go get this guy, put him in a sack, put him underground, and I'm about to take this holiday for the gang, yeah, essentially.
But couldn't you argue that's the same plot as the Grinch?
No, because the Grinch is is he a thief and does he break into people's homes? Sure. But does he, like, I don't know, try to kill Santa? No.
He kind of does.
No one tries to kill anybody except in this movie. And then on top of that,
it is dark. It's definitely dark.
Sally is literally being held against her will so much so that she's trying to kill the guy that made her. And then at the end, the Frankenstein guy makes a female version of himself. And is pushing him around in a wheelchair?
I mean, I like the movie.
But I don't get it.
But I can see how
you
say
it. You guys, this is...
It's a good movie.
I was sitting there, but I was terrified the entire time. Like, I am literally terrified.
Yeah.
They send the gifts to the little kids. There's a head. He pulls out a head.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah. Did you? When was the last time you watched it as an adult?
It's been years.
You should watch it because you're going to watch it and be like, how is this beloved? Because I am left traumatized. Santa's straight up. They have him on a stretcher. They're about to like take him out. And I'm like, you guys, this is not Christmas cheer. I'm actually thinking, I asked the question. I'm like, are you telling me they kill Santa Claus right now? Because if they are, I'm not finishing this movie. And they're like, no, it ends okay. It ends okay. And at the end, it still doesn't end okay. Like, it's still
But you know,
terrifying.
People love that movie. It's like
know,
so beloved.
It
really,
is
you're
so
making a lot of people upset
beloved.
Right now.
No, but what I'm saying is I was trying to understand because I wanted to be included and I can't.
Right.
Because I don't understand.
Right. But I think there's probably a lot of holiday movies that some people just don't get, you know, that like everybody else loves.
Is obsessed with.
But you're like, I don't get it. Like, I've got one. Probably every other year, I'll come back to it because I'm like, I want to get it. Like, I want to be behind y'all so hard. I can't understand A Christmas Story. I can't understand it.
No.
Even like when the new one came out.
Ralphie?
I don't get it.
You don't care about
it? I don't care.
Wait, why don't you like
it? I probably tried to watch it 5 times. And I just, the story's stupid.
No, I kind of get it.
It's Wait, slow are you guys serious?
And it's boring. Yeah. And like, it doesn't, there's like no plot really. It's just like,
He's
there's
like,
no story
I
arc.
I want a toy.
Yeah, it's like, what is going on? I don't know how you guys find this so interesting. It just really bores me.
Like
so
again, the family, the trees.
No, boring. Very boring. Can't really make it all the way through.
No.
Can't do it. I know. I'm sorry. Like, just, I don't get that one. Charlotte, do you have one where you're just like,
I'm about
to
hurt Jess. Polar Express.
What?
I haven't seen it.
You don't like the Polar Express?
The animation is weird and creepy.
What?
But like not even a way that's like creepy and fun. Like it seems like Nightmare Before Christmas is. Like it's just, it looks like bad AI.
I do remember the animation being really weird from what I've seen of it. Like it looked kind of bad. Like ugh,
you don't icky. Think it's emotional? Like when he can't hear the bell and he's trying to find Christmas for himself.
I don't even remember that.
No.
I gotta be honest. I got two Christmas movies I care about. Everything else, I'm like, please leave me alone.
So do you have one? Like, is there like a Christmas movie that like everybody loves and you're like, what? Who's this, Jess?
This is Karen. She's driving on the 895 right now.
What's up, Karen?
Hey, I absolutely cannot stand It's a Wonderful Life.
Thank you.
It's a hard one to digest.
I don't get it either. And I know that it's like this classic, iconic film, but the entire time for me, it's like so slow.
What about it for you, Karen?
It's just corny. It's just absolutely corny.
It's a plot for you?
It's the plot. It's the characters. It's every time a angel gets his wings, the bell rings.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and that people love that part too.
I mean, I can't.
It's hokey.
I can't get behind it either.
Yeah,
and I've tried, but I'm just like, I can't do this.
Yeah, you can't do it. Okay,
but my absolute favorite is Christmas Story. Sorry, Kramer.
It's so bad.
I love that one too.
How can you like one and not the other? That's the thing. Like to me,
those
they're
so
both,
different.
They're both so bad. They're both
Wait,
equally
those are
bad.
So different.
They're both so equally bad. What do you like about A Christmas Story? Because to me, it's like we're watching like 2 hours of the most like just aimless plot. Just like, what's happening, y'all?
I don't know. It's very nostalgic. I saw it for my brother got me to watch it one Thanksgiving.
Sorry.
And it was just like, I loved it.
Yeah.
And we even had, until recently, a dog that we named Black Bart because
yeah,
we love the story so much.
Well,
and also like the inner monologue, I low-key feel like A Christmas Story like could walk so Lizzie McGuire could run. Like having like the inner monologue of like how he's feeling
part.
Inside, I love so much.
I don't know that we can trust Karen's movie critiques anymore.
No, we can't.
She's gonna like that.
I trust
no,
you, Karen.
I'm kidding, Karen. Have a great day. This is Jerome in Baltimore. What's up, Jerome? Morning.
Hello. How are you?
We're good. The Christmas movie or the holiday movie you just don't understand is what?
Okay, I misheard that question. I have to agree with the previous caller. A Christmas Story and, A Wonderful Life.
You don't...
Those two, I really don't get those two.
You don't get those two. Wait, but there's one that you love?
Yes, Jingle All the Way.
Now, okay.
Yes!
Jingle All the Way you love. Now, this is a very polarizing one because we're getting a lot of texts that people say they hate that movie. So,
and they're wrong.
Defend that one because I would say out of all the texts that we're getting, people say they hate that movie the most.
I love it the most because it reminds me of the 80s. It reminds me of my parents having to go out trying to get Christmas gifts, trying to get Cabbage Patch dolls
yeah.
and G.I. Joe toys and... My Little Pony and all that stuff, and running from store to store trying to find our Christmas gifts. And then they would come back, and like 1 year of when G.I. Joe was really hot, they couldn't get it. So they came back with like Action Hero or something like that. I'm like, what is this?
Yeah, you're like, don't give me the ibuprofen version of G.I. Joe right now.
I forget, though, I saw that movie.
I used to love that movie until I watched it again a couple of years ago. It's a really bad movie.
We love Jingle All the Way. That's Garage Boy's favorite Christmas movie of all time. Literally this weekend.
As an adult?
Yeah, I watch it every Christmas. Are you kidding me?
I think Rotten Tomatoes gave it like a 3% or
Turbo
something.
Turbo Man forever.
Really, not a good movie.
Or not to bay? That is the Maryland question.
This is called To Bay or Not to Bay. This is a Maryland taste test segment, in case you're new to it, with a holiday theme. We love a theme. Jess, what is this?
We put Old Bay on things you typically would not put Old Bay on to see if you actually can put Old Bay on everything, because that's what everyone told us we could do 5 years ago. So now we test that theory, and we are doing a holiday edition of that.
What I want to try to do, but I think we might need your help with this because we love a theme for this segment, is I want to see if we can find items that are in holiday songs.
Oh, that's fun.
Okay, because we've never done that before. So if you can think of something, a food item that's in a holiday song, then you got to text it to us, 410-583-1065. Now, obviously, we're going to take the easiest one and start with a Christmas song. So what are you going to do?
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
All right, now.
Wait, I'm so sorry. I don't know why I didn't think that chestnuts were a thing, but they're actually real.
Has anybody actually eaten chestnuts before in their whole entire life? Like, what the hell is that? Why are you roasting them?
And why are they slimy?
Now, that's a great question.
There's this bag of chestnuts, yeah. And literally, it's slimy, and like, why?
So, I bought those yesterday, and I was like, I don't even know how you buy chestnuts. I don't even know. I tried them just to make sure. You know what? I'll let you try chestnut for the first time.
We're going to do a chestnut.
Wait, are you lighting
on an open fire?
Okay, don't catch that on fire. You know your studio is flammable.
Do you think this would catch on fire?
You're going to find out.
I mean, they're telling us to essentially do it, right?
Well, I don't...
It's supposed to be roasting on an open fire. So is this considered roasting?
Just be careful, please.
Over the flame?
I didn't know you were going to pull a lighter out. Also, what do you have a lighter in there?
What? I found it. On the ground.
Why do you have a lighter, did you? Let's go back to the main point. Why do you have a lighter?
Huh? For the song. Okay. It says roasting open. On an open fire.
Oh, so you just,
hello?
You went and bought it for this
chestnut?
Segment.
Yeah. Open okay. fire no, okay. roasting.
You're so well
prepared. I'm trying to be on theme with the song.
You're so prepared. Okay. Try it. It's going to taste like burnt now.
It's like slimy.
Eat it.
Ew, it's soft.
Eat it.
Why is it soft? If it's supposed to be like almost like a nut. Ew.
I was surprised.
What's happening?
I was surprised. Tell people what a chestnut tastes like.
I can't because I can't. It tastes like weird sliminess.
It almost tastes like has like the consistency of like an apple slice or something. Like, but
ew, but
crunchy.
It's not.
Yeah, it's like I was very surprised.
And then
surprised.
There's this like weird aftertaste.
Yeah.
So it's kind of soft, kind of mushy, but not. And then there's this like weird nutty aftertaste, but like not good.
Okay, let's throw some Old Bay.
It's kind of chalky. It tastes like this is like an expired item.
Ooh. It may be expired.
Is it?
Put some Old Bay on that. Let's find out.
Expire?
Are chestnuts that have been roasted on an open fire, are they better with Old Bay? I know. I'm surprised they're as bad as they are.
They're like cold and slimy.
Yeah, it almost tastes like a slug or something.
This does not
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. They're not great.
Holiday cheer at all.
Holiday fear.
All right. Chestnuts are standing up in fire with Old Bay.
No.
You're such a baby.
Ew. What is that? I think I'm afraid because I can't even. I don't know what it is. Like, what was that? It is. It's like snail. Okay. Like, you know what? This is kind of the color of a snail.
It is. That's what I'm saying.
Like,
it's snail-like.
It's snail-like. Because it's slimy
qualities.
Inside, which is like, why is it slimy?
Yeah, I don't know.
Does
I'm
the open
sure.
fire make it
good?
Not slimy?
No, I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I think these literally, because on the bag it says roasted and peeled. I really feel like those these do need to be like, those like are on a roasted barbecue.
Well, Justice, tell us this. I mean, when it comes to roasted chestnuts.
On an open fire.
To bay or not to bay.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.